This is Fresh Air. I'm Ken Tucker. Kevin Baker's new novel, Dreamland, revisits turn-of-the-century New York. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Dreamland, like New York itself, contains multitudes.
It's almost impossible to write a bad novel about New York City if the city itself is your main character. New York is so rich in history and possibility that all you have to do is start listing place names like Delancey Street, Central Park, the Brooklyn Bridge, and you have, well, maybe not a great novel, but a book that'll command attention. That's the respectable category that Kevin Baker's Dreamland falls into. This fat club sandwich of a novel about New York in 1910 is layered with so much meaty historical detail, salty street life, and schmaltz that a reader needs buckets of spare time and seltzer to wash it all down. Baker deliberately mickeys around with his facts so that everybody and everything, even vaguely in the vicinity of New York in 1910, takes a bow in Dreamland. Thomas Edison, Francis Perkins, Samuel Gompers, the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, street Arabs, the public saltwater baths on the North River, and the Lower East Side dives that served up cocktails of beer and chloral hydrate. Sigmund Freud even visits the city, as he really did in 1909. In Baker's story, Freud pees in his pants while visiting Columbia University and then takes a breather in Coney Island, the plaster and paint id of the city, where he's set upon by a pack of impish dwarfs. Who knows? This is New York. It could have happened. There is a plot and a central setting here, Dreamland, one of the three amusement parks that really existed long ago in Coney Island. It's a place where, as its visionary architect creator says, we manufacture the carnival spirit in this manufacturing age. Every weekend, Dreamland is overrun by shop girls and factory hands searching for a bit of transcendence. Esther Essie Abramowitz is one of those huddled masses. She's a young woman who works as a sewing machine operator in a sweatshop. And though she's no beauty, she catches the eye of Kid Twist, a petty gangster with a heart of gold. Because of a melodramatic plot revelation I won't disclose, Kid Twist's underworld rival, Jip the Blood, a thug who breaks men's backs over his knees, threatens to murder the couple. But enough of this Damon Runyon-esque nonsense about gangsters and their malls. Essie, Kid Twist, and the rest of the cast of thousands here primarily functions like those poor guys you still sometimes see trudging around the streets of New York wearing sandwich board signs. They're walking, talking stick figures on which Baker can hang his outlandish but based in truth advertisements and stories about the turn-of-the-century city. And those stories are the real draw here. Stories like Kid Twist's recollection of how, as a stowaway, he made his entrance into America by diving off a boat at night into New York Harbor, where he fought his way to the surface through chicken guts, drowned rats, and all the other filth surrounding the great city. Or Essie's description of her fellow tenement dwellers on a sweltering summer's night, wrapped in sheets and sleeping on fire escapes and roofs, pried out of their apartments like soft white oysters. As a New York semi-historical novelist, Baker is inevitably being compared to E.L. Doctorow, though he's nowhere near Doctorow's neighborhood, lacking, among other things, Doctorow's political punch. Baker's idea of political commentary is to make cute inside jokes, like naming a pair of sweatshop managers Podhoretz and Crystal. If you don't get it, never mind. Dreamland doesn't even quite measure up to the sections of Susan Isaac's latest novel, Red, White, and Blue, that describe early 20th century immigrant New York with loads more wit and attitude. But whenever Baker subdues his literary carnival acts and just lets his New York stories and places speak for themselves, Dreamland becomes captivating. With a city this fantastic as its subject, how could it not?
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Dreamland by Kevin Baker. This is Fresh Air.